Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
People of Earth, there are enough real podcasts. Some would argue there are about 50 times more than enough. And that's why you've made the smart choice to spend your valuable listening currency with the fakest of all podcasts, this one. With Hello from the Magic Tavern, the fakeness begins out of the gate, with the framing device complementing your entertainment sensibilities. In such a simpering manner, you actually take it seriously. Now, sit back, you genius, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, greatest warrior in all of Foon. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. A little over 8 years and several months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby.
How you doing, bud?
Arnie, I am doing so well. I have big, big news.
Oh?
Big news. You ready?
Yes. Wait, big, big, or big, big, big?
Big, 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 big.
Four bigs now.
Are you standing up?
No, never.
Don't. Yeah, stay seated. Because Eggy Baby is the love of my life.
Sure.
Eggy Baby's my child. Big old egg. Love him to death. I don't know how well I did parenting, but...
Probably not great.
Let's be honest. But a few months ago or so... we talked about you, me, and Usador having a baby. I think we said we'd called it podcast Nichunt the Blue. And I talked to a wizard, and the wizard agreed
what? They
would make us a child between the three. Oh, I talked to another wizard who does like big, big, powerful magic. Big, powerful magic. And they said that they could make us this child, podcast Nichunt the Blue. And I thought, how fun would that be?
This is always a difficult conversation to have. Back on my world, I have a child, and when I'm asleep, I am in that world, and I take care of them in my dreams, but I don't know. I love you, Chunt, but I
love you.
I'm ready to actually raise a child with you.
Okay, well, all right. Well, if we ever want the child...
Did you already make the child?
Well, no.
On
paper, yes. In reality, no. But I talked to Tim Tam the Teal, and he is ready and willing whenever we need it.
Tim Tam the Teal. Now, which wizard is Tim Tam the Teal? Master of...
Arnie.
Oh, Thought and Dream.
Yeah, Thought and Dream, buddy.
Tim Tam the Teal, the Master of Thought and Dream, yes.
If you have to ask, you can't afford him, yeah.
Well, what kind of magic is that?
Well, it's very powerful. Imagine the power of the human mind. Focused, and then combined with the power of pure imagination. Why, the power is inconceivable!
Yeah, Arnie, picture this. You're at a big table, and you're eating food, and it's imaginary. You're miming a spoon and fork, and you're mimicking what's in front of you. Suddenly, there's like rainbow-colored mashed potatoes. It came true. And you pick up a big handful, and you whip it at somebody across from you. That food you imagined, Tim Tam the Teal created it.
Sounds like a drug dealer.
Well, there's that, too.
No, it's not just that. I think that's diminishing. I think that's speaking down. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that there are substances evolved that allow people to open their minds is just a part of the world.
Okay, so Tim Tam the Teal, one more wizard we need to remember to invite / cast for the Wizard's Choice Awards.
Oh, he's already been invited. Worry not. I'm creating a sigil here on my arm, even now, to make sure that his dreams don't infect my brain.
And Arnie, ask me in 2 weeks, and I'll have his full name.
Usador, speaking of these sigils, you just keep carving things into your body.
Oh, yeah. I'm all tatted up. If there's a prison break, we're set.
I'm so glad. I've been sharing with you the most important pop culture references from my world, including Prison Break, where someone is in prison, but they have the map of the entire prison tattooed on their body as if that's going to help a lot.
Yeah, I wanted to make a really timely reference to help your audience understand our show better.
Yeah, Arnie, do we get any feedback that we don't make enough references?
I'm sure we get feedback. I don't know where that lives.
Oh, on Earth, feedback is alive. Interesting. It's an organic living thing.
Speaking of living things, is it just me? You know that suit of armor that's standing over there by the bar? I was thinking that's a decoration, but it's moving slightly.
I don't remember that being a decoration in here before.
All kinds of weird magic stuff keeps getting delivered here in advance of the Wizard's Choice Award, so, you know, any kind of magic bullshit I would not be surprised by.
Watch your mouth, first of all.
Yeah, it keeps looking over here. I thought for a minute it might be three kids inside a suit of armor just trying to sneak in and drink beer, but it's coming over. It's walking over.
Give me a brew. Who liked to blow around here to get a Roy Rogers?
What?
Am I right?
Hold on.
How? Why, it's Calhaxorus the Grim.
The Death Knight.
I'd make you a Roy Rogers for that. That's a fair trade.
It's all right. You for real? I don't have a mouth.
That's right. You are a sort of disembodied spirit trapped inside of a suit of armor.
Who told you? Wait. Who? I know you guys.
We met. It's been a little bit, but I'm Arnie Neukamp. I'm from another world.
Oh, you guys owe me money, right?
What? I don't think so. The last time I saw you, you stabbed me, and then you said, suckers get sucked.
Oh.
Yeah, suckers get sucked.
And you ran out on the tab. I think you actually owe us money.
You owe us money, my friend.
You're going to have to be way more specific. I've stabbed a lot of people and said suckers get sucked.
Okay, well,
sort of your signature move?
Yes, my two signature moves are the Blade of Blackest Night and then stabbing and saying suckers get sucked and running out on the bill.
Blade of Blackest Night, that sounds like a terrible weapon, an enchanted weapon of great power.
A great weapon of enchanted power!
And I think you have those ranked correctly, 1-2. I think you're right in that order.
Oh, it's all coming back to me now, yes. Yes, Arnie, the greatest warrior in all of Foon. We met before you had earned this title.
At that time, I was just an interesting person from another world. Mm-hmm. But since then, I accidentally killed Arnor, the greatest warrior in all of Foon, making me now the greatest warrior in all of Foon. And oh, I don't know, Usador, why don't you introduce yourself?
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarkas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maestar. And there may be other secret names. Names of such great power and inconceivability that it could only be uttered aloud at the Wizard's Choice Awards.
Well met, Usador. I, of course, as you are well aware, am Calhaxorus the Grim, Hammer of the Eldathrian Four of the Dendwariel, Guardian of the Shroud of Nasur, High Commander of the Blades of Zath, and formerly sworn champion of the Red Queen Mercia of Strix. "'Twas I that slew the Gladwins of Rivenmorn, "'and 'twas I that won Best Death Knight "'at the Coconut Bangers Death Knight Ball.'"
And sorry, let me just scooch in the middle of the table here with my little hula hoop and might as well also put on a little show. My name's Chunt. Whee!
Oh, hula hoop. Wow, that's nice.
And I'm a little shapeshifter. And fuck me if I didn't wish to goddesses, I knew how to make a Roy Rogers.
Suckers get sucked and bartenders get blown around here, I guess.
I can just order us some drinks. I'll be right back.
Extra cherries!
Bye.
So, how have you guys been? I've been pretty bad.
Oh, Calyxaris, I'm so sorry to hear that. We've been okay.
Yeah,
I don't know if you heard that we collectively killed a Dark Lord a while back, saving all of Foon.
Yeah, I know you killed the Dark Lord, okay? I know you killed. Believe me, I know, all right? Work has dried up around here for Death Knights.
Yeah, harder to be evil these days.
Yeah, huge blow to the brand. The brand has never been suffering more than it is currently with the Dark Lord having been defeated. Who wants a Death Knight if Dark Lords are dropping like flies around here?
I'm so sorry to hear, and it looks like, I mean, I don't want to make a bad situation worse, but it does look like there's a lot of oil under your eye holes in the armor, and your armor just seems a little more pallid and sagging. Armor could sag.
Yeah, after you killed the Dark Lord, I fell asleep in a town with a lot of teenagers, and they put garbage in my armor, and I can't get it out.
Oh, no.
I wondered what that smell was.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of bags of stuff in there. I don't know where you're from or your world, but there is a king who has been supplying these youths with garbage, and they've shoved it in my armor. This king of burgers.
Huh.
Arnie, you know a king of burgers, right? The Burger King.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if this is... John, do you think this is going to reflect poorly on me? Like I know Calyxaris stabbed Usador before, but I don't deal as well with stabbing.
Yeah, same.
Here's some ales, and here's your Roy Rogers, and I'm just going to enjoy this dark brown ale myself.
Look at all these cherries, so delicious. And of course... A Roy Rogers is a drink for boys. So, cheers to all of you.
Cheers to you and to things
cheers.
getting better. Calyxaris, can you, is it possible to, like, pivot? Could you become, like, a Life Knight or, like, a Nighty Knight or anything like that?
So, I was working security at a tavern on the other side of the mountain, you know, this mountain.
Mm-hmm. The unnameable mountain.
The unnameable mountain. Does it feel to you guys like that's its name?
That's a good question, because that is how we refer to it, and hence, if it is called the unnameable mountain, then it has a name, and it no longer is the unnameable mountain.
But of course...
For a while, we were calling it Slobodan, which...
What stinks over here?
Usador, I...
Something stinks like dog shit.
Winks at Calyxaris. I farted. Yeah, that's what happened. I farted.
Oh, chunt.
What the fuck? I saved your ass. No, this guy's stuffed with garbage, Usador.
No. Why would you introduce a second thing when we all already know that you farted? And that will be the story forever.
Chunt, don't try to put this on Calyxaris. It's entirely your fault that you farted. You should excuse yourself and gone to the outhouse and farted out there.
Oh, man.
Farted out of your system, Chunt. And us normal-smelling souls will remain here enjoying our beverages.
Look, I know it's terrifying to go out to the outhouse. It's only a few feet away from the front of the tavern, but...
Spiders might crawl on my butt.
Well, and there are teenagers all over there just waiting to throw crap at you.
Can we have the outhouse not be in front of the tavern? I feel like it's bad for a couple reasons. Can it be in the back?
Well, a lot of people come just for the outhouse.
Mm-hmm.
They prefer it to the tavern, honestly.
They come just for the outhouse. They should take their business to the cum house. I'm going to be in the cum house. I'll be right back. And when I'm gone, the smell, of course, should dissipate. Winks at Calyxaris.
We'll see. Maybe it has a staying power. Maybe it will linger.
It's all right. He doesn't understand how farts work. He has already released the gas from his anus, which has already surrounded us. And now we are bathing in this stink that he has left here while he is absconded.
Yes. And he's probably also where if I walk and you hear a sound like there's a bunch of keys and coins and glass in me, then that's probably him too.
Oh, yeah. terrible. Calahactress, just to go back a few minutes, you mentioned that you are an award winner. What was that award that you'd won?
I won Best Death Knight at a tropical theme party.
Oh.
Well, that's fun.
It was very fun. It's sort of the one moment of light that I've kind of had in the last few months. I don't want to bring the mood down. Let's party!
Well, Calahactress, what's the competition like? Like, who are you competing with for Best Death Knight?
I was competing with three living knights, which I think is why I won.
You know, you're a shoo-in.
Yeah, I was kind of a ringer. Kind of a dead ringer.
Yeah, something's rattling for sure.
Yeah.
I'm full of garbage. Look, guys, you gotta hire me, all right? What's that?
I'm just surprised that you're so open about having us hire you.
Listen, I don't know if it's occurred to you, Arnie. Mm-hmm. As the greatest warrior in Foon, sellswords and murderers, buccaneers, brigands, bandits, and all forms of highwaymen will be looking to test their steel against your might. Don't you think having a little bit of security around, given that you now have a quite large target on your back, might behoove you?
This makes a lot of sense to me, Arnie. Well, plus the Wizard's Choice Awards are coming up in just a few weeks, and we can use some more security there, too.
Everything is about the Wizard's Choice Awards with you. Let's not forget, we got to protect me. He brings
it's
up
the biggest
a very
event
good
of
point.
The year.
I have all these hate scrolls. Remember this one from before? This is my ass is math. I don't even know what that means.
Your ass is math.
I should have a personal bodyguard. Finally, someone in Foon trying to keep me safe.
What do you mean? I keep you safe all the time. Do you know how many times people have snuck into the tavern in the middle of the night for the last 8 years, and I've just cut their throats?
Hold on. Are you sure these people are trying to kill me?
No. But I can't take the chance, can I?
This tavern is open 24 hours.
You can't take the chance. He's absolutely right. You cannot take the chance. You know what's easy to ask questions to? A corpse. That's exactly who's easy to ask questions to. So, yes, slashy, slashy, and then asky, asky is what... That's how it goes here in Foon.
If I'm feeling really jaunty, I just transform them into something, like a chair or a book or a mouse with one leg or...
Wait, is this why we always have so many chairs here, even though they keep getting broken?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, guys, I got attacked. Oh, bunch of teenagers came at me. They tried to draw a penis on my balls. Oh, but a knight jumped out. A living knight jumped out of the hedge, and he saved me. I guess he was the winner of the Coconut Bangers Greatest Death Knight. This guy was, he had a big sash on. He was amazing. He was incredible.
Oh, Calahactress, did you lie about winning that award?
I lost Best Death Knight to a living knight.
You are truly evil. Now we must take a quick break while I give you a talking to. Well, now that I've given you a sufficient talking down to, Calahactress, I would like to know, how did you get the Coconut Bangers to sponsor the Death Knight Ball? I've been trying to get sponsors for the Wizard's Choice Awards, and the Coconut Bangers... That's a big get.
Yeah, well, you know, the guy who runs their sponsored content division, I trapped in a gem. And he was willing to sort of cut us in for a song just to be released from his eternal bondage within the spirit shard.
So you're saying it's like a cold call. You just got to get out there and trap some people in gems, and maybe then you'll draw a business.
That was the thing. It's like I had a good 30 or 40 gems, so I rolled up on a caravan in the middle of a haunted forest and just trapped everyone. And then you figure it out later. So I was
sorted out later, yeah.
I was opening gems, and I was like, who are you? What do you have access to? And it's some kid being like, forgive me, sir, I'm just a farmhand. And I'm like, you're useless to me. And then I... dismiss him and he wanders off into the woods. But then sometimes someone's like, I'm the head of branded content for Coconut Bangers. And I said, I love your rum. Please sponsor the Death Knight competition. And then the freaking judges. No idea what a good death knight is.
Calhaxis, can I ask you, and it's just us, and obviously this is being recorded, but that's not that important. Do you really like that rum, or is it more just something you say to the sponsors?
I cannot taste nor touch the fruit of mortal trees. I cannot sate myself from the wine of their cellars, but I can smell a little bit. And the smell of that rum, ooh, it's pungent. It's nice.
Oh,
it's very,
okay.
Very coconutty. It's sort of, it's kind of like an air freshener. So it might taste like ass, but it smells incredible.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask, Calahaxas, I know in previous Coconut Bangers competitions that when they're awarding Best Death Knight, it's a lot of hunks. And I know the big draw, the big thing that they typically do is they'll have some sort of like water shorts competition where everybody gets into their water shorts and we all go, ooh, and ah. What did you, since you don't really have, I don't know how to put this kindly, you don't really have a form, what did you do for that portion?
During the wet armor contest, everyone else started to sort of strip and dance. And I started to strip, and then and then I sort of turned into ghostly light and shot into everybody's eyes, and I melted a bunch of their faces.
Sure.
Wow. I don't know if that would help you in a contest, melting some of the participants in the audience there.
It wasn't intentional. I didn't know that's what was going to happen. I just had not disrobed in over 1,000 years.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess if I'm judging hunks, I want my face melted off, but I don't want my face melted off.
Yes.
Yeah.
And listen, you know, it's not... I think I might have blown it, but also some of those other knights were really hunky. Mm. Ooh la la. You know? Yeah. Sir Jason, that guy.
Oh. Ooh. So Jason was there?
Incredible. The armor just slid right off. He's so oiled up.
That can't be good. For his prospects as a knight.
He literally stepped and it was like a banana unpeeling on stage. It was like blap, and all the armor fell off. I'll tell you what, you could bounce a gold piece off that hiney any day.
Didn't I just recently hear that Sir Jason was immediately killed in hand-to-hand combat? Like, he just slid right out of his armor and was killed immediately.
Yeah, he started a duel, and the armor popped right off, and he got hit in the neck and the heart and the ass and the dick with an arrow.
But still so hunky.
Bounced around. But, Arnie, there's a difference, right? There's these, you know, there's competition knights, and then there's actual knights. Or you know what I'm saying? Some of these knights dye their chest hair, you know, they just kind of like, it's a lot of aesthetic building, so they're not necessarily looking to save a maiden or anything like that.
And then there's day and night. Arnie, you understand that these are not all the same thing, right?
Yeah, different things mean different things. I'm well aware.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So there are competition knights, there's night that happens at night, and then there are true knights who, you know, fight, you know, monsters and dragons and evil warlords, that sort of thing.
You know, true knights is a, you know, maybe you fight monsters or maybe you side with the monsters. You know, if being an evil knight is still a true knight. You can be a true...
You're sort of a corrupted, twisted version of a knight. I'd say, like, perhaps if you fight alongside the monster, perhaps you become the monster.
I reject your framing. Ooh. I reject your framing. You will not shift the Overton window on Calhaxaris the Grim.
Oh, he drew his dagger. Uh-oh, Usador. Round
two. All right. Now, you stabbed me last time you were here. If you want to do that again, that's your business. But I would prefer you did not. Especially when there's so many teenagers around here. We're all in a lot of trouble. Yeah, you've got to watch ourselves. Let's work together.
Where did all the teens come from?
Well, when a man and a woman really love each other,
or if you visit Tim Tam the Teal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, exactly. If you visit Tim Tam the Teal, they engage in an act called sex. And from that coitus, a child is born. And after but nearly a decade and a couple of extra years, a teenager is born.
Wait.
Parts of that don't add up, I don't think.
A teenager is born after the child is born?
That's right.
There's like a larval stage? Like a cocoon?
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
I think what Usador meant to say is if a man and wife love each other very much,
or three men visit Tim Tam the Teal,
or three men, they get tired of having a teenager around the house and they kick them out, and that's why the teenagers are wandering the streets.
Ah, I see. So it is the parents that are to blame for these near adults that now throng in the village under the unnameable mountain.
Where are the parents? And also, if I may, sort of, I don't know, posit or hypothesize, possibly ever since we killed the Dark Lord, a lot of these kids, you know, there's so much child death in Foon, a lot of these kids aren't dying, so they're growing up. And I think, you know, we're just not used to, as a Foonish society, we're not used to seeing these kids grow into teens.
You make a good point that actually, ever since the Dark Lord died, which is a real thing that really happened, and we're not pretending, and the Dark Lord isn't hidden in our basement.
Definitely.
But ever since then, I think I read that the Tween Wars came to a stop. There's no more Tween Wars in Foon.
I heard there's a Tween Queen. Have you heard this? You read about this? You seen this? Tween Queen? What else? What else? What else is going on in Foon?
I am so sorry to butt in. You have to forgive me. I'm filled with trash, and I've been pissed off my teens for days. You mentioned something about the Dark Lord not being in your basement. It's a very specific thing to bring up.
Yeah, we could have said any place.
Yeah.
He's not in our...
Yeah, we said he's not. Yeah. You know, that's the important word in that sentence.
We'll do another one. He's not in the basement.
The basement.
He's not in the basement.
Yeah. Not in the basement. Gotcha.
Fascinating. Well, about time for Cal Haxey to hit the old dusty trail.
Fake stretch. That was a fake stretch.
What's that?
Who wants a coconut banger rum tum tummy?
Oh, a little rum tum tummy. My bum bum bummy. I need to go into the basement because I left my wagon.
It's locked.
Oh, dang-o.
Dang-o.
Oh, well.
It's locked. What are you going to do?
I'm locked. I better. Maybe I should. You know, I could. Maybe my misty, insubstantial spirit form that animates my suit of armor. I should probably take this armor off now that
Hold on. Give it just 1 second, Calhaxtress. Guys. We've spent way too long just kind of casually telling everybody that the Dark Lord is not in the basement, and I guess, in retrospect, no one really pays attention to us, so that's why we get away with it so much.
Hey.
We have got to distract Calhaxtress. We've got to point him in some other direction.
I offered him a rum tum tummy.
Maybe we could tell him to go destroy another town someplace or something?
Oh, good idea. Yeah. Calhaxtress, I know you're trying to turn into a misty form, but I just heard a rumor I think you might be interested in. It turns out that there's a field full of happy people dancing and laughing just over the hill, just dancing and laughing, having the time of their lives. What do you know? what a wonderful thing.
What's your problem, man?
No,
what's your problem, man? Are you just mocking me that I'm not doing right?
Oh, dango, no, hey, no, oh.
I get it, man. Other people are doing great. There's a town of happy people. I get it. You don't have to...
Well, no. I wasn't saying that to upset you. I was just letting you know that... All their guards, laid down their weapons to join in the dancing, and they're just having a big festival. Seems like it's a cakewalk. Anyone could walk in there and just do whatever they want.
Oh, wait.
Just right over the mountain.
Wait, like burn it? Like burn the town?
You could burn it, yeah. You could definitely burn it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is how I do it. This is how I get my groove back. Let's... go! All I need is a horse and a sword and an army and a squadron of the blades of Zath. I need the blades of Zath. Oh, okay. Right.
Wait, you misplaced the blade of Zath?
The blades of Zath. Misplaced all of them. And they were the blades of Zath are guys. They're like soldiers. You misplace them. They can just get up and leave. And honestly, no one's paid them in like 300 years. So I can't imagine.
That's not great. You need a sword, though. You did mention needing a sword.
I did. Right? I had to sell the sword to get enough to put the down payment on the venue for the Coconut Bangers Death Night Ball.
Well, I know you're evil, and I don't want you to do evil, but I want you to get back up on your feet. And I'm willing to lend you this sword right here. Just took it right off the wall. It's all yours, you know. Maybe you'll do some good out there. Who knows? I'm willing to give you a second chance. Just don't go in the basement.
Don't go.
What? Did I say something? Did I say that?
We had him, Isidore.
It's a good town.
No. The sword. I definitely am going to take the sword and go to this village of happy people, you say. Yeah. Definitely not going to go outside behind the tavern and use it as a shovel to dig, dig, dig.
Wait, Calahaxorus, you know what happened to...
Nobody move. Hey, nobody move.
Yeah.
We're surrounded by teens.
What?
Fuck.
Everyone,
hold
perfectly still.
Look,
for the next few minutes, while we listen to these messages brought to you by Coconut Bangers.
I just hope to God that none of these ads are things that teens would be mad about.
My God, they're flossing so slowly.
We're going to stuff all four of you with trash.
Oh, no.
My God, that little newsie.
Okay, we've been standing here for what feels like a very long time. These teens, they don't seem like they're leaving. Are we going to have to do something?
I don't know. What do teens like? I just don't know a lot of teens.
Chunt. Chunt.
Yeah.
Chunt.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a force for good.
Okay.
Calahaxorus is a death knight. He'll just murder them all. I can't be seen as doing something evil. Arnie is the greatest warrior in all of Foon. He also has a reputation to protect. You, Chunt, have to buy beer for these teenagers.
Say no more. You guys looking for some beer? Cool Uncle Chunt's gonna buy you some liquor. What do you all drink, huh?
Coconut bangers.
Coconut bangers. Absolutely. That's the best smelling rum. Am I right, fellow teens? All right.
I have an idea. Hey, teens. See that kid that said he likes coconut bangers? What a dork.
Wait, what?
He's the true enemy.
Oh my God. It's working. They're absolutely devouring that teen!
Oh.
Ah! The teens have gone feral!
Oh, that was hideous.
Oh, my God.
Arnie, what did you do?
I don't know. I just remembered that teens are usually worse on each other than on anything else.
They're always looking for weakness, yeah.
Like, never forget, a teen hates you, but they hate each other a little bit more.
Yes. Developmentally, they're exercising a knowledge of peer groups, and conformity is actually a sort of psychological measure of self-identification. So it's a hard time to be going through, and my heart goes out to them. My cold, icy heart.
Ooh. Well, actually, since we're out back near the basement door, why don't we just open the door so you can stand in the doorway and no further and look inside to see
Chunt,
the Dark Lord is...
Chunt, isn't that the cum house? Is that the door to the cum house?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll show you that the Dark Lord is definitely not in here. So let me just go put my paw on the handle and slowly rotate my wrist in a clockwise fashion so as to open any given door.
Nothing suspicious about how much he's monologizing right now.
Well, thank you for showing me this above ground basement. I'd be more than happy to confirm that the Dark Lord is not inside it. Where is the Dark Lord?
He's just running around. He's hard to catch.
He got past me. Oh, he tripped.
All right. Now let's all...
Oh, you hate to see that.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Here, we'll stand you up. Just give us a second, all right?
I'm so sorry.
Come here. I got you. Just take my hand. Just take my hand. Come on.
Don't touch me.
He's smothered. Oh, good thing he doesn't have a mouth.
I didn't even know I could still do that. That was absolutely nutso. What is this structure doing in this town? What sort of enchantment is on this?
Oh, we forgot to tell you, it's a magical cum house.
I know, but my God, what sort of, this is like, I would imagine that the sex workers of this town would have to organize and stop this. This is like AI. This is terrible.
Not a lot of people know about it. So 250 years ago, four witches kissed right on this spot. And ever since, a plant grew and sprouted and turned into a little bit of a structure with a door that I opened earlier that became the magical cum house. And you'll keep your mouth shut about it, won't you?
I won't.
Ani, have we told you about AI?
No.
Absolute incantations.
Oh.
They're magic that cannot be undone. They're absolute. They're very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also incredibly stupid. They only know what you tell them to do.
Yeah. I was going to say, people have been complaining that they're not having particularly original orgasms in this cum house, that they're just sort of like, I don't know, it's just pretty rote.
There were a lot of sort of dryads and satyrs and centaurs and other creatures, like creatures of sort of pleasure and bacchanalia that actually their original bouts of pleasure were recorded by some of the magic in this land.
That's right.
It's just sort of being mined. To create these other enchantments. But as an evil person, I love this technology.
Sure.
I think it's huge.
Yeah.
I have heard
there are a fair amount of druids that are really trying to get in on understanding just how they can nudge the cum house just enough. So they're like, look, I don't have to fully jerk somebody off. I just have to like nudge what the cum house is already doing. So it's working for me.
For sure. It's the sort of economic ramifications of places like the cum house that are more sort of frightening than anything within the actual magical apparatus itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a lot of griffins and pixies and trolls that just like to talk about this. You know, griffins, pixies and trolls, you know, just chatting GPTs, you know, that like
mm-hmm.
to mm-hmm. like to like just, you know, bat these ideas around. Although, you know, we could do without it personally, I think.
Yes. Well, I've completely forgotten everything we were talking about before you tricked me into jumping into that place. I'm so excited that I can still achieve physical climax. I didn't know that was even possible for me to do.
Honestly, congratulations. You deserve some rum.
Oh, can I get a rum tum tummy?
Yeah, I'll get you a rum tum tummy. I'll be right back.
He's going to the rum house.
So, Calahactress, I happened to notice that when you were introducing yourself before with your full name and achievements, there was one part that you seemed a little less enthusiastic about than the rest of your titles.
Yes.
How you doing on that whole Red Queen Mirzia front?
Oh, Ani, greatest warrior in all of Foon. I'm still not over it, man.
Yes. Wow, and that's coming from post-cum brain.
Yeah, still not over. Well, it's like, you know, maybe I don't think anyone's as self-loathing as they are right after they you know, mm-hmm. bust. That's where you get really contemplative. Yay.
But, especially, you know, if you haven't in like 1,000 years.
Oh, yeah.
The roller coaster of that's got to be crazy.
Absolutely bonkers. You know, absolutely bonkers. It's, I'm still kind of coming down off of it, but you know, it's a fascinating thing. I think that there are all these relationships within Foon governed by magic, and
mm-hmm.
being the sworn champion of the Red Queen Mirzia for so long, and we use these titles and destinies, these wrappings of the threads of fate to make us feel like we belong, but you end up just feeling empty because you just want someone to choose you for you. Not because you beheaded a hydra, not because you drank of the lake of blood, not because you pulled your beating heart from your chest and laid it on the embers of Sandrasat.
Yeah.
It's just like, I just like you, you know? And I think I've just been looking for another blood queen or dark lord or necromancer king to tell me that I'm worthwhile. And ever since the Dark Lord was killed, I just haven't been able to find a villain that wants me to be their lieutenant. And so I'm just left letting teens put garbage in me and asking for rum and trying to get, you know, Roy Rogers.
Calahactress, can you keep a secret?
Yeah.
I'm evil. I'm so, so evil. I'm
really?
Like, yeah, no, don't tell anybody. I'm like crazy evil. You know what I mean? Like, this has been a long con. Like, I'm the evilest person in all of Foon. And I need people to help me. But some of these things are not at first going to seem super evil. But just you got to trust in how evil I am. And also my evil second in command, Chunt, the evil badger.
Yeah, that's me. Light cigarette, put cigarette out in own eye. Eye grows back.
Chunt, are you okay?
Yeah, I grew back. Yeah, we're looking for... You probably wouldn't be interested, though, right? You're
Arnie,
pivoting?
Arnie, listen to me. This makes sense, of course. Of course you're evil. Yeah. Arnor was an incredible champion of Foon, and you slew him. Yeah, so, of course, it's all part of your plan. You have taken over the mind of Ustor's champion of the light. Please, Arnie... You have come to the course. You're like an eldritch being. You've come to this world from another realm to dominate it. Let me take a knee.
Don't do that too close to the cum house. Just trust me.
Oh, it's slippy down here.
Yeah. Stay off the ground.
Let me serve you. Please. I will bend all of my undead might to seeing your enemies slain. Do you wish for news of the Dark Lord's defeat to be spread from realm to realm? Do you wish for me to kill Usador's opponents in the Wizard's Choice Awards?
I would like Usador to win. It's extra hard to kill a wizard. I wouldn't mind. Honestly, I wouldn't mind if you killed Dripfang because he stabbed me and almost killed me. And I'm going to be honest, we've had a few conversations since then, but I'm still not over it.
I will lay low the wizard Dripfang. I will smite him at the top of his arcane zenith. No matter how potent his art, let all the forces of death, hatred, and evil marshal behind me. With this sword handed to me from a decoration on the tavern wall by Usador, I shall destroy Dripfang. You have my word.
Chun, that's not a real sword, right?
No, it's not. It's a kid's toy, but don't tell him.
Okay.
This I vow to you, my king, Arnie, greatest warrior of Foon.
Who wants a rum-tum-tummy?
Ooh, I'll get one of those, or a little one for the road.
Brought enough for everyone.
Thank you.
Hey, Calahaxtrus. Be cool, okay? Usador doesn't fully know that we're evil, okay? He would be a big buzzkill on this whole thing.
For sure. Well, Usador, thank you for the rum-tum-tummy.
Of course. My pleasure.
That's a real stretch.
Yeah. I think it's about time I hit the old dusty trail.
Oh, no. Arnie, he's pulling the string on the toy sword.
I got an enchanted talking sword.
Yeah.
Very well. Well, I think I'll be singing myself out. Thank you for the rum-tum-tummy, Usador.
My pleasure.
Stand up from the slippy ground. And, Arnie.
Yes.
I will see it done.
Can I expect communiques from you? I guess I should probably keep track of what you're doing.
At the beginning of the third day, point your gaze to the eastern sky. There shall three white crows take wing if I am successful, or a single raven red as rubies should I fail.
Shit, writing this down.
Okay.
Three white crows, four one red crows.
Should two blue jays take wing in circled flight, that means I need a little bit more time. Mm-hmm. And if you see a single flamingo sprinting through the town, it means that I've been captured by flamingos and convinced one of them to come and warn you. If you see a bird with wings as wide as the horizon, this is the fabled rock of legend, and it means that I've gotten bored and decided to go rock flying.
Ooh, the rock of ages. Okay, so wait, what if we see three white crows, but a flamingo happens to be sprinting by, not sent by you, just sort of a sprinting flamingo?
Then, in that circumstance, I want you to release
two great horned owls. They will appear in my western sky. And okay. That way, I will let you know. And then what will happen is this. I'll mail you 40 penguins. And
40 penguins.
And if they get there, then what can happen is if it's 40 penguins, that means the flamingo was from me. Or I'll just send one butterball chicken. And that if that gets there, it means that it was the white crows.
Sure. Okay. So I'm just not going to know what you're up to, and that's okay.
No, I wrote it all down. I think it's fine. I just don't know what it even means. What is he trying to communicate?
He's gonna make Arnie a nightstand. Yeah. A nightstand.
Oh, Arnie, that's a different kind of night.
Yes, but I think you'll find that this night stands well enough on its own. You know what I mean?
That was very good.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And don't forget, we don't have the Dark Lord in the basement.
Why would you say that? What is
that? Why would you say that?
Oh wait. Oh, got it. That's right. You don't have the Dark Lord in the basement. It's a great point. I didn't hear that earlier, and I'm hearing it for the first time right now. And
and it just means I have to poop. That's kind of how we say it. It's like a euphemism. I have to poop. I have a Dark Lord in the basement.
Yeah. You know what? I actually have a Dark Lord in the basement right now myself, so I better head to the basement where I do all my pooping.
First of all, you do all your pooping in the basement?
Oh, yes. Don't do it in the outhouse. People go in there all the time. They'll smell it. Gross.
Definitely don't do it in the attic.
Not in the attic. Yeah, that's the last thing you want.
I guess, to be fair, there have been periods in my life when I've done most of my pooping in the basement. Just depends on what kind of setup you have.
Yeah, certainly. You know, maybe there's a toilet down there. You're not the boss of me. You don't know. Maybe I bring a toilet with me wherever I go. Maybe I poop in a box and then I take the box out and dispose of it by hand.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's fine. That sounds good to me.
I hope it's not the same box the penguins might come in.
Oh, I only have the one.
Fuck.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to head to the basement and poop, and I'll see you guys when I see you. And, Usador, suckers get sucked.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, I'm out of good. He's running so fast for me.
His feet are so slippery, he's spinning around. Now's my chance to confuse him. Right this way, sir, to the basement, that I'm gripping the handle with my paw and turning in a clockwise motion. I'm going to do one dramatic and one comedic door opening, and right this way to the basement. Arnie, it's the cum house again.
Okay.
Oh, Dark Lord, I am coming for you. I am coming for you. I am...
A wolf head? I feel like that second time he knew where he was going.
He's not coming for you, Dark Lord.
Just one quick stop in the cum house before we find the Dark Lord. That's all. Just a quick one.
Guys, I hate to do this. We have to seal the cum house. We have to seal him into the cum house. Okay? I know this might be a great loss for some people in the town, but can we magically seal him in the cum house?
Arnie, listen to yourself. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Seal the cum house?
It's magic. I'm fine.
Oh, shit. Usador. Oh, that's right. You got stabbed.
Oh, you got stabbed.
Usador, you get stabbed all the time.
And I know what would make you feel better. Open the door, shove in.
Oh. Usador, don't look at me.
No, turn around. Don't look at me. Arnie, grab my hand. Jump in.
Well, I'll just casually walk away. Well, dear listener, we had a lot of fun this episode, and just
pulling,
you know,
a lot of cum.
can you buy us beer?
Yeah, I guess so. What do you need? What do you want? I'm so sorry. You're the one that I sort of betrayed all the other teenagers, aren't you? You were just putting yourself out there and answering my question. I'm sorry about that.
It's all right. I don't care if you buy me beer. We'll be even.
Okay. And you want some of that?
I don't care.
Coconut
cheap
bullshit. I don't remember what it was called. I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to judge you on your drink. I just couldn't remember the name.
No, my My friends want beer. I don't want coconut bangers anymore. Okay. It's a baby drink for babies.
Hey, you know what? If that's what you like. I happen to know that one of the most powerful and evil death knights in all of Foon drinks that coconut bangers stuff.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's my own fault for trying to relate to you. Hey, other teens, he wants more coconut bangers.
What? No!
Twing, 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 twing.
Oh, he's tuning his guitar. He's going to sing a song. Yeah!
Almost done tuning my guitar. Hey, folks. I'm Timmons the Bard, here with some sponsored content from Coconut Bangers Rum. When you want to get low and limbo, choose the only rum that makes your tum go yum. 2, 3, 4... Today was going to be the day I was going to throw back to you.
Yeah! Coconut, put it in your butt and it's going to taste just as good.
I can't believe that anybody is still listening to all of this. They are.
Every single time, you think you're mentally prepared for Arnie singing, and then you realize nothing can ever truly prepare you. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Calahaxorus the Grim was played by special guest Brennan Lee Mulligan. Check out Brennan's actual play podcast, Worlds Beyond Number, wherever you get your podcasts. And check out the new season of Dimension 20, with Brennan as the DM on Dropout TV. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Adam Bulby Lowe, Emily F., Robert Edwards, Doug Nimella, Sydney M., Zoe Alexandra Heyman, Skate Trix, Kyle Luskoviak, Lexi, Suf Faruqi, Tyler Thurman, Ollie Lavoie Gendro. I know I've thanked you before, Ollie. How much are you throwing at Patreon? What are you paying Adel's rent? Colin Campbell and Brianna Bear. Patrons get thanked twice if you're Ollie. They also get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. That's 1 bonus episode for every time I've name-checked Ollie Lavoie Gendro. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus episode, where Arnie, Chunt, and Usador try to renovate a house.
You can hear me knocking, but I also just like to say knock, knock, knock when I do it. Knock, knock.
Ha ha, hello there, boys. Flex Chapman.
Oh, Flex Arnie. Chapman was behind that wall.
What?
Arnie, you found a stud. You found a stud in the wall.
Oh. Yes, I'm a little stud in the wall. How can I help you, boys? Flex, sorry about my little bikini. Flex, flex, flex.
Whoa, why are you wearing a full bikini?
Because I'm a stud.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, Arnie, this is good. Usually it takes a bit of practice to find a stud, but you found him right away. So I think what happens is we ask him where we should hang stuff in the shack. And the property mothers always say, when you're renovating, start with hanging stuff up. Always.
Of course.
That's the first step. Like,
no,
clean some stuff out?
No. And know that once we hang stuff up, if we want to paint the walls, we just have to paint over the stuff. So just right. Know that that's going to affect the aesthetic.
So if there is something you don't want painted over, don't hang it on the wall.
Okay.
But really, isn't that what makes it a home? All those little nice touches of pictures and things and memories that really bring it to life. Then, once all those are hung, we'll rip out the floors.
That's not the only thing that's hung. Flex Chapman.
Flex, stop pointing at your dick.
Sorry about that. Just habit, I guess.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. And with the launch of the second season of... Wait a minute, is this a plug for Garrett? What, can anyone have one of these now? Ugh, I guess I'll treat this as an acting exercise for feigning support. Get those reps in. With the launch of the second season of The Wheel of Time on Amazon Prime later this week, also returning is one of Garrett's other projects, The Wheel of Time show about the Wheel of Time show. A podcast that has insightful observations, thoughtful segments, and sometimes angry shouting while discussing each episode. It's fun and has been described by some as listenable. Search for The Wheel of Time show about the Wheel of Time show wherever you listen to podcasts. Episodes are available now. Moment of support over. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Woof, finally. Sorry about that, everyone. Me and Usador managed to escape from the terrible clutches of the cumhouse. We were sealed in there. Some terrible... Oh, God, I'm so dehydrated. Warlock put a spell on there, and we got out.
Does anybody have some pineapple juice?
That's not what that's for.
It goes great with a rum term tummy, am I right? Usador.
Yep.
I'm really happy we shared that moment in the... Yeah. That was really...
You know what? At first, I got scared, and then I just went with it, and we locked eyes, and I was like, this is cool. We're cool.
We're cool. Hey, when the fate of Foon is finally determined, I know that you and I shall find ourselves on opposite sides, and I shall do everything in my power to cut the head from your shoulders. But yes, before that, you're a super cool dude, and I like your style.
Same. I shall cast you in flame and send you back to the pits of hell. But until then, thumbs up.
All right.
Psst, Arnie, are you seeing this?
Yeah.
Never underestimate the power of coming together.
That's true. You're constantly trying to convince me of that.
Today's gonna be the day that they're gonna make these.
All right.